It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and at the Tibbetts, a couple of things going on this weekend, of course. Got the comedy show coming up on Friday night, but also actually right now they've got Kid Art Rocks taking the entries and actually extended through tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So if you didn't get your stuff in yet for that, you still have a couple extra days to get in. Judges will begin their work on Thursday for that. More information on the Tibbetts Facebook page about that, the Kid Art Rocks program that's going on right now as well. And then Saturday at the Tibbetts, it's the 2022 Academy Award nominated short films. Matt Biacchini, the Tibbetts curator in the studio, movie curator in the studio. We determined that was your actual title.
Yeah, sure.
Additional title amongst everything else.
Right? I'll take it.
But this is coming in with interesting, again, over the, I don't know how many years you guys have been doing this, 4 or 5 years of the Academy nominated short films. Very few places in the area where you can actually see these films because, you know, they're always either like the day before or the very tail end of the Academy Awards when they announce the winners of these things. But a chance to actually view these, right?
View them in the theater, yeah. You can usually find them like a year or two after the Oscars on YouTube. But as far as, you know, they're meant to be seen on the big screen. They're not meant to be viewed on, you know, tiny little phone screen or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. And there's a few places in the state that you can see them, but they're, you know, for our, core group of, patrons and everything, you know, that's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get there. And then you got, you know, so for Branch County, we're pretty much it. So,
all right. So actually in two different things, you've got the animated films and then the live action films, both, right?
Uh-huh. And kind of a big, the big difference between this year's program and the selections in previous years is something that we actually do want to emphasize. The animated shorts, especially while they are animated, they are not for children. They are one of them is particularly for
intense.
Lack of intense, and you know, there's some nudity and things in the others, but yeah, they definitely. They're definitely not for kids.
And but these were selected by the Academy as the nominees for the award.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah. They're all up for Academy Awards. And as you and I were talking before we went on, even the one that is particularly twisted and dark, if you come at it from a perspective of looking at the stop-motion animation, which this one is a stop-motion, the gesture and the just subtle movements of the characters in the piece are still quite brilliant. The movement is very natural, and you can easily see why it got nominated for an Oscar, subject matter aside.
All right, so the animated films begin at 4, then the live action films at 6:30. That's the plan. That's what it says here. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And generously sponsored by Dr. Matthew Christopher, who's been a big supporter of our classic film series for a few years now, so yeah. we would very much like to thank him for that.
So the $15 ticket price gets you into to both of those, and again,
real quick, there will be like warning cards before the two most intense animated ones. But so what we're going to do is, if you don't care to see those in the basement, we're going to be showing the animated and live action winners from last year. And while those subject matters, it can still be kind of a heavy subject matter in both of those, they're not rated, you know, they're less intense. We'll say that. How about that?
So if you don't want to see that, all of them on the big stage, you can go see the last year's on the downstairs then.
Yep. The winners. Not the whole program, but yeah. You can, for the two animated ones that might be questionable, you can go downstairs, see the live action and animated winners from last year, and then go back upstairs and watch the live actions for this year.
But again, I guess that's all about presenting art, because art is interpreted by so many different people in so many different ways, whether it's a painting or it's on stage or in this case is the movies. So a chance for people to see those.
Yeah. And clearly, you know, the one that is particularly dark, clearly they have something to say. It's just the manner in which they're expressing that might not be, you know, some people might say, well, that's a bit extreme maybe you could have picked a better, a different way to express, you know, or to convey this message that you were looking for. But right. Yeah, they all have their merit on some level. So
all right, so all the details on the running times for all of these and the names of the shows and all of those are on the Tibbetts website. So tibbetts.org. Again, that's coming up on Saturday at the Tibbetts. The doors open at 3:30 for this. Actually, the box office is at 3, along with the Ghost Light Bar will be open for this as well. General admission seating starts at 3:30. So
yeah.
Okay, great stuff. We'll see you there on Saturday. Thanks,
Matt. Okie dokie.
Matt Biachini from the Tibbetts with us as they present, again, the 2022 Academy Award-nominated short films.